our act of remembrance today on this most peculiar of Remembrance Sundays. We may not be able to gather around the memorials in our villages, but we can gather online with the same sense of commemoration and thanksgiving for the sacrifices of past generations. Our service today is going to be displayed on your screens. So what you'll see in a moment is the words of the service are on the screen in front of you. During the service, please join in with the words in bold, and we will all sing the words during the hymn, "All Our God in Help in Ages Past," and also the words of the National Anthem later on after the 2 minute silence. But let us just pause for a moment as we remember God's presence with us and as we remember those in our hearts that we're bringing with us on this occasion. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We come together today to offer to God thanksgiving and prayer for others and ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanksgiving for the example and courage of those who've died in war. Prayer for those who still suffer as a result of war, particularly those who have died or still suffer because of more recent conflicts involving our nation. And for ourselves and our children, that we may see peace reign on earth. And now we sing, O God, our help in ages past.
Oh,
Let us remember before God, and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war and peace, those whom we knew, and those whose memory we treasure, and all who lived and died in the service of their country and humanity. Today, as we are gathering across the six villages around Mattishall, and this group of Church of England parishes, this benefice, we're going to read the names from each of those six communities from their war memorials. And there are over 100 names, which does reflect the impact of conflict even in this small part of Norfolk. Each village's list is going to be read by a different voice. And then at the end, we will all respond, "May they rest in peace." In order to make that easier, just one person's voice will be heard, but I invite us to say the words together at that point.
The names of the fallen from East Tuddenham, 1914 to 1918. William Arthurton, Dennis Bales, Evelyn Beck, MC, Reginald Buck, William Claxton, William James, Charles Moore, John Pynchon, Colin Pynchon, William Spinks, George Turner, Stanley Turner, John Turner, William Turner, W. Thompson, and from 1939 to 45, Frank Fennell. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
The names of the fallen from the village of Hockering, 1914 to 1918. A. Brand, J. Brown, A. Elliot, H. Frost, J. Hall, A. Sapi, J. Savory, R. Taylor, 1939 to 1945, Harold Curzon, Archibald Payne Milk. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
The names of the fallen from Mattishall, 1914 to 1918. Lawrence Batson, George Betts, Sidney Cole, Edward Curtis, Bertie Danes, James Edwards, Thomas Fisher, George Francis, William Garner, Urban Gunton, Frederick Hode, Cecil Howard, Geoffrey Johnson, Dennis Juby, Albert Mayer, George Middleton, Robert Middleton, William Minns, George Pierce, Frederick Savory. Charles Smalls. Francis Smalls. James Smith. Robert Smith. George Stackwood. Percy Tilney. Edward Tuttle. Douglas Wardleworth. And from 1939 to 1945, Geoffrey Ebbage, Eric Grimes, Frederick Hazel, Joseph Lowney, Edward Meacham, Gerald Moy, John Norton, Thomas Palgrave, Arthur Watson. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
From North Tottenham, from 1914 to 1918. Ernest Beavis. Edgar Betts, Walter Betts, Charles Bullock, Harry Kirsten, Charles Ewing, Robert Gillam, James Mack, Ernest Newell, Lewis Schickel, George Weir, Donald Bailey, William Brown, Jess Hall, Edwin Hardham. From 1939 to 45, Alfred Hall, Frank Howard, William Leach, Reginald Marsham, Ernest Mortimer, Arthur Sturman, William Sturman, and from the crew of the American B-24 Liberator bomber that crashed on North Tottenham Common in 1944, Louis Bass, Warren Burnett, Kenneth Garm, Robert Norrell, Walter Reeves, Wayne Steele, Arthur Stover, James Thomas. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
From those from Wellbourne, 1914 to 1918, Cecil John Howard, William Minns, Francis James Smalls, Charles Smalls, Edward James Tuttle, and from 1939 to 45, Henry Thomas Keimer. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace. In peace.
From the Axum, from 1914 to 1918. Walter Curson, Bertie Curson, William Eake, David Kent, James Meacham, Ernest Meacham, Lois Schickel, Ernest Taylor, Frederick Vincent, Arthur Woodrow. And from 1939 to 1945, Raymond Dawes, Geoffrey Palmer, Thomas Vincent. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace. Peace.
Almighty God, as we remember with thanksgiving the sacrifice of those who served, we pledge ourselves anew to our work in support of the wartime generations and to all those in other conflicts since. We promise to do everything possible to help where there is a need and to ensure that they may enjoy the years that lie ahead in comfort and dignity and contentment. Amen.
Amen.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them. Remember them.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
Let us pray. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we say together the Lord's Prayer, where the words on the page are the traditional version. If you know the modern version and prefer to use that, feel free to say it in your heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we sing the national anthem. And so we conclude with a blessing. May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, and to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord, to us and to all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all, evermore. Amen.
Amen.